listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the life.
Welcome today to Lifeline. Brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always a privilege to come and spend Saturday morning with you. Listen, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24-7 simply by going to WCNO.com, scroll down to the word On Demand. You click on that, and then you pick any Saturday, and you can hear my son Landon and myself any Saturday. So if you're getting anything out of the message, and it's helping you, and you can share it with a friend anywhere in the world. We need to get the word of God out. If you really love the Lord, and you want to serve the Lord, and you want to help people, we all need to do all that we can today to spread the word of God. And also, I'm doing a teaching. I only do about 2 a month, and I send that on the internet. If you would like to receive that teaching, all you need to do is email me, and I'll put you on the list. Now, I do not send the newsletter. I don't ask for money. I need money, but I don't ask for money. I only do the teaching. That's all you get. Nothing from me personally, just the teaching. And I generally take a subject like the Holy Spirit or what I'm talking on, and I try to really do a detailed teaching so you can really get something out of it. And so if you'd like that, you email me. I'd be glad to get it out for you. And also, we would appreciate, we need sponsors. We're just not taking in the income we need to pay for our program. If you have a business or even a ministry and you would like somebody to sponsor you, you know, I'd be more than glad to speak for you. I'd be more than glad to trumpet at your cause. So if you would like to sponsor the program, we would love to do that. Really do need sponsors. Well, look, I want to talk to you today about the Holy Spirit of God. The reason why I want to do this is because of what he really does. The more the Holy Spirit we have and we understand, the more of Jesus we can know. You know why that is? Because Jesus said, he takes the things of me and shows them unto you. In that case, if you want to know the things of Jesus, you need to know how the Holy Spirit speaks to you and how to have a greater measure of him working in your life. You know, this message, it's going to take a few messages here. I've got probably 2 or 3 planned. But I want to really do a detailed teaching on the Holy Spirit for the purpose of letting everyone receive a greater measure of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Holy Spirit does not speak of himself. So he's not interested in championing his cause. He's interested in representing Jesus. And that's what we're trying to do here. And I know that's what the Holy Spirit does. He is the revealer of Jesus. He can reveal Jesus better than we can. So I need you just to try to show you how he works. And you stick with me now. I want to help you to receive and maintain a greater presence of the Spirit of God in your life so that you can have a greater measure of the presence of Jesus. Jesus is our everything. But to get to everything about Jesus, we need to be taught by the Spirit. You know, God is a spirit. It's pretty hard for the natural mind to comprehend it all. But the Spirit of God, God the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Ghost can bring you into remembrance and can teach you all things. So that's what we need to do. We really need more of the Holy Spirit to have more of Jesus. That's pretty much the way it is. And why do I want to spend so much time talking about the Holy Spirit? Because he talks about Jesus to you. My friend, you can learn all about Jesus, but you cannot experience him without the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. You know, what you learn is one thing, but what you have is another. In other words, the Spirit of God can just make Jesus so real, so desirable. You know what I mean? Can present him and represent him in such a manner that you just can't get that on your own. You really need a great measure of the Holy Spirit. You need to be aware of his presence, how he works, and how he wants to work in you. 1 Corinthians 12:3 says, no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. That's something to think about right there. No one can really say for sure, I know him, unless they have the Holy Spirit, is what this is really saying. No man can know Jesus apart from the Holy Spirit, because He is the revealer of Jesus. Now, you can use the name of Jesus. You can talk about Jesus. You can learn about Jesus. But no man can say that Jesus is my Lord unless the Holy Spirit quickens it in him and makes him know who Jesus really is. You understand that? It's pretty simple. Oh, and just give you this morning. Let's talk about this morning. I used to do a lot of jail ministry, prison ministry. I was in the jail one time. I'm trying to show you the difference in knowing about God and having the Spirit of God in you. So I'm at the jail, and I was preaching to these guys to get me to go off to prison and serve prison terms. And I'd gotten a lot of them saved. I had 14 of them that wanted to get baptized. Well, in prison, it's pretty hard to do that. So I just decided I'm just going to take this water cooler and get one of them to open this water cooler here, and I'm going to sprinkle them and baptize them right here. They were going to get baptized before they went off to prison. I'd let them to the Lord. And So I'm a Southern Baptist guy, actually, and you know, I'm for immersion. I'm for going down in the water. But nevertheless, water, one way or the other, cannot cleanse you. It's the heart, it's the spirit, it's the life of Jesus in you. So it was the best we could do. We didn't have a baptismal pool. So I got one guy just to open that fountain, and I just took a handful of water and baptized all 14 of them. One great big black guy, man, he jumped up in my face. Oh, I want to stop this. You can't do this. This is not right. This is not God. He wouldn't do that. He don't believe in spring. He went on and on and on. And the lesson is in this is he was very churchy, and he knew a lot of things about the church. But I looked at him, I said, what are you here for, murder, rape, drugs? I mean, why are you here? If you were led by the Holy Spirit, I don't even need you here. I mean, you understand where I'm coming from? He knew a lot about it. He knew, man, he had his doctrine down right. He tried to stop me for sprinkling. He thought it was so wrong, and at the same time, he's in jail. So here's a man that knew a lot about God and knew a lot about the Word of God, but he didn't have the Spirit of God anymore. He wouldn't lead him into this place. And you'd be surprised how many people in jail are. I've witnessed many of them, and I said, well, you have the Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah, I got the Holy Spirit when I got saved. Oh, my dad's a preacher. My dad's a deacon. Well, I'm thinking, well, what are you doing here then? How come I have to lock you up in this place to control your life? I mean, it's a big difference in knowing what we can learn about Jesus, about God, and having the actual Spirit of God in our life, leading, guiding, directing, teaching, comforting. So that's why I wanted to really make the statement here about the Holy Spirit, because he makes the statement for Jesus. Now, John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb just for the purpose of revealing and testifying of Jesus to the world. He is the only man in the history of the world filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb, because he was the one that was to introduce Jesus. He's the one that was to witness and testify of the coming of the Lord Jesus. You cannot do that without the Holy Ghost. John was prepared for that from his birth. You see, the Holy Ghost is the real revealer of Jesus. More of the Holy Ghost you have, more Jesus you have. So that's why I want to really talk about the Holy Spirit today and help you understand there's just more. Is the sealing of the Holy Spirit of salvation and the baptism of the Holy Spirit by Jesus the same? Do you know the difference? You need to know. Most people don't know the difference. Ephesians 1:13 says, after that you believe, you're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Notice the word of promise. You're set apart for God. You're sealed, set apart, zip locked in when you accept the Lord Jesus. There's no question about that. Ephesians 4:13 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. There's no doubt when you get saved and born again, you're sealed for the Holy Spirit for God. God marks you for himself. And you're set apart then. You become a son. You become a daughter. You become a member of the kingdom of God. You are marked forever for eternal life. All you have to do now is walk it out. But there's a power of baptism. I know without a doubt it's a separate issue, and I want to show you the scripture, and you can decide for yourself. Luke 24, verse 46 through 49, Jesus said to them that thus it is written, and thus it behooves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and you are a witness of these things. Jesus said, you know, you're looking at me, you're hearing me, you're going to be my witness. You're a witness of this. Then he said this, and behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tell you in the city of Jerusalem, until you be endued with power from on high. Listen, power from on high. Well, that's real power. Have you got that? Then you're ready. He said, you can't do this until you receive power from on high. I watch the church all the time. Many times I've sat there and I've heard pastors ask me, raise your hand if you believe Jesus, if you accept Jesus today, and they do. And then they say, well, fill out a card, we'll get with you or something. No, I mean, nothing's important to them. They don't know anything about the Holy Ghost. They get nothing but that card. They get very little of the presence of the Holy Ghost because they're simply not made aware. The church has not put the emphasis on the Spirit of God that we need to. I mean, we know about Him, but Him revealing, being revealed to us and living in us is a different story. John 20:22, when Jesus breathed on the apostles and said, receive you the Holy Ghost, they were sealed that day for preparation. But He was not given out unto them until Jesus was with the Father. Do you know that? Because it's the promise of the Father. Acts 1:8, Jesus said, but ye shall receive power. Now that's a big word. He said power. You have power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come up on you. You know, upon you now. Not seal you, but upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Do you want to be a witness of the Lord Jesus? Then you need power. He said very simple. You shall receive power. How much power are we seeing in the church, really? Think about it. I mean, really, how much power are we seeing in the church? But he said we receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon us, and then we'll be a witness. Now, you can't witness properly without the power of the Holy Ghost in your life, because He's the real revealer of Jesus. There's a big difference in being sealed and baptized. The Holy Spirit only comes upon you when you're baptized in Him by the Lord Jesus. Listen to this. This is a test. Do you have the power of witness, and does He come upon you? If, in fact, He does not come upon you, you do not have the power of witness. Now, the witness may be in the words that you speak, because you can learn this, or even some of the work that you do. You can be taught to do this. But the question is the witness in you? Is the Holy Ghost dwelling in you, moving through you, and testifying of Jesus through your lips? Have you received it? Listen to this. Matthew 3:11, John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Does that sound big? Are you baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire? Can you remember when it happened to you? Have you experienced it? Has He baptized you, my friend, with the Holy Ghost and with fire? I mean, if you just filled out the card and said, I'm going to be a Christian today, did you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire then? just want you to think about these things, okay? John 1:33, Jesus said, John the Baptist said, upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remaining. Now, this is big. On Him. The same as He which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. See, Jesus is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. No one else can baptize with the Holy Ghost but the Lord Jesus. But there's a baptism. It's not just taken for granted or something you learn. I mean, learning something is one thing. Being taught about the Holy Spirit is one, and it's good. That's what I'm doing right now. That's one thing. But, listen, the same shall baptize you. There's a difference in learning about the Holy Spirit and believing it because you learn it and being baptized. Baptized represents something. When you're baptized, you're immersed into something. And listen, in which baptized from the day the Holy Ghost came upon Jesus, like a dove now, and until Jesus departed, He remained only upon Jesus. So this is going to show you how personal He is. During the 3.5 years of the ministry of Jesus, not one person received the Holy Ghost. Not one. Only Jesus. All of the Holy Ghost, all of the Spirit of God was in Jesus and Jesus alone when He walked the earth in His ministry. After the dove came upon Him and baptized Him, No one else received the baptism for 3.5 years. Not one person received the Holy Ghost after Jesus was baptized. He remained only on Jesus. However, Jesus didn't give his disciples power when he sent them out. Of course, John the Baptist, who was filled with his mother's womb, he was taken out. He was killed. He was immortal. Only Jesus had the Holy Ghost in him while he was on the earth. When he started his ministry, he alone had the fullness of the Holy Spirit in him. The Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father given by Jesus. Did you have that experience yet? Were you baptized, immersed into the Holy Spirit, and was he immersed in you by the Lord Jesus? The Holy Spirit who seals you at the new birth can't even do this. Can you believe that? The Holy Spirit can't baptize you. He seals you at birth. Jesus baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire. Only Jesus himself can baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Have you experienced this yet? Listen, I want to open up the phone lines now. If you have any questions about the Holy Spirit, if you need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, if you have any other issues, I don't care what they are. This is like Radio Church today. I'm just going to open up Radio Church here today. If you need healing, if you need to hear from the Lord, if you're crying out for a loved one, if you just need help in any way, you just know you need to talk to someone, our phone number is 221-1100. And our out-of-town number is 888-221-8990. Listen, we are here for you. We just, really, we're here just for you. We represent the Lord Jesus Christ. We're here on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ to you. You know what Jesus told Peter? Feed my lambs. Well, that's what I want to do here today. If you need anything, Jesus said, feed my lambs. If you're a child of God and you need help, our phone number, 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. You know, Jesus told Paul, turn men from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. If you're out there today and somehow you just have this radio on, maybe you don't know how you got there, but you're not really born again, you don't really know the Lord Jesus in a personal way, you can give me a call here today and I'll tell you how to get saved. I'll absolutely pray a sinner's prayer with you today and bring you into the kingdom of God, out of darkness into the light, and you become a brand new person, and you can receive the Holy Spirit, and you can begin a life like you've never experienced before. Can't even imagine a life of peace, a life of joy, a life of comfort. Look, Jesus said in Luke 19, verse 10, he said, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. Look, if you're out there lost today, the Lord Jesus Christ is seeking you. And I'm telling you right now, he's seeking you. And if you come to him today, he'll change your life. He come to seek you out and to save you. If you're lost today, no excuse for it. Jesus is seeking you at this very moment. I am his voice for this moment. He's seeking you now, calling you now, drawing you now. And also, if you have a loved one that you know is not saved, it's a good time to cry out. If you want prayer for that person, I'd be more than glad to join you in that. But look, it's our time. We belong to the Lord. We're children of the living God. He wants you to seek him today. He wants to save you today. He wants to bless you today. If you need to enter into a greater relationship with him today, a greater presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, give me a call. 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8999. Look, the Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father given by Jesus. Did you have this experience yet? He is the only one that can baptize you in the Holy Ghost. Jesus alone does this. The baptism of fire, the Lord just consumes and burns out and purges and cleanses everything, every hindrance between you and God. That's what the baptism of fire is. It purges you. Jesus purges you of everything that's in your way. Hebrews 12:29 says, for our God is a consuming fire. Now you have to want it. You have to want to be right with God. You have to want to be cleansed. But if you will, and you come to him, he'll baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire, and it'll just purge you and cleanse you and set you apart for the Lord. Revelation 4:11 says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power and praise, for you've created all things for your pleasure, and for your pleasure they are and were created. God purges you because he wants to take pleasure in you, and because he hates sin and wants to purge you from it. He's a wonderful Father. He's a wonderful God. God wants to fellowship with you. He wants to take pleasure in you. He created you for pleasure. Yes, because he loves you. Let me tell you this. You may think you're just a person out there today, but I want you to think about it. You're the only person in the history of the world since the day of Adam that has your DNA. Does that separate you and set you apart? God knows you. He knows every hair on your head. He tracks your life. He knows the color of your eyes. He gave them to you. There's not a person in the world existing today that has your fingerprints, because you're marked for God. Are you the one he's not getting pleasure? Are you the child that he can take no pleasure in? Believe it or not, you're not just lumped into a whole bunch of people here. You may be sitting in jail, in prison. I don't know where you are or who you are, but listen to this. There's not another you. And the revelation says he created you for his pleasure. Can he take pleasure in you today? If not, my friend, you need to be purged, cleansed, set apart. You need the Holy Spirit of God in you, because God is spirit. He don't fellowship with flesh that much. He's spirit. He wants to fellowship with the spirit that's in you. And that spirit in you has to be cleansed, washed clean, set apart. He wants to make you brand new and then fellowship with you. He loves you. Remember this now. You're the only person in the world. You can't hide. No one, you can't mix in a crowd and just hope it all works out. You can't do that. You have the only DNA. No one ever has your DNA. No one has the amount of hairs on your head that you have. No one has your fingerprints. You can't hide, my friend. You can't run. God is seeking you. He wants to take pleasure in you. He wants to fill you with his own spirit. What's the place of contact? And then it's you and him. That's what it is. He fills you with his spirit and marks you for himself. And then he can communicate, fellowship, lead, guide, bless, take care of your life, and then bring you into an eternal life forever. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Isn't that wonderful? Give us a call here. If you need help, 221-1100, out of town, 221-8990. The baptism of Jesus in the Holy Ghost is real. I've experienced it myself, and so should you. When I was baptized in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit came up on me just like in the book of Acts. I actually had Spirit in my mouth for about an hour. I've really experienced it. I've tasted, felt, had the Spirit of God and the power of God in me, in my own mouth. I've experienced it. What I'm telling you about, I have. I've experienced it. I'm trying to share it with you. And God just spoke to me for an hour, just supernaturally. If you want that, ask, seek. Not my friend. He's waiting to hear from you. If, my friend, you love Father God and want to please him and serve him, well, the Holy Spirit's your enabler. And if you love and desire more of the Lord Jesus, well, the Holy Spirit is your contact, is your helper. Look, John says in 14:16, Jesus said, I will pray the Father. He will send another comforter, and he'll be with you forever. Just think about that. Jesus said, I am going to pray to my Father. He's going to send another comforter. And he will be with you forever. Even the Spirit, he's the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. He cannot see him, and it don't know him. I want you to think about this. But he says, you know him. He dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Does that not speak to you? Does that not set you apart? You have something the world can't have. Press the green button, John. Miss Bob, can I help you?
Yes, I would like Jesus to fill me with the fire, with the Holy Ghost and fire, and a closer relationship with him.
All right, what's your name? Do you mind me asking what's your name, honey?
Yes, my name is Michelle.
Michelle, let me ask you something. Do you read the Bible? Do you have a good prayer life?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Lately, I've been so busy, and I know I've been too busy for God. I have not been reading and praying like I used to.
Well, God loves an honest heart, so we got a good starting place here. We're both honest, and that's good. That's a place to start. The fact that you recognize this is very good. That means God is drawing you to more of himself. First of all, he's drawing you because he wants to take pleasure in you. And yes. He wants you to have a greater measure of him. Evidently, listen to this. The fact that you called, I'll just take a second here. He probably has something for you. This is probably a God moment. He's stirring you up to call because he wants to have a larger part of your life. He wants to meet issues you have in your life, son or daughter issues. He wants to help you in all those things that you're going through. And he needs to get close to you, and he needs to have you filled with his spirit before he can do these things. When you can't hear him, you don't know how he leads you or how he guides you. So first of all, whatever you do, do what you said. Get into the Word of God, because here's what Jesus, my word is. He says, my word is spirit, and my word is life. So actually, if you get into the Word of God and you search it, there's spirit in the Word. He says, my word is spirit, and my word is life. So you get his spirit and his life out of the Word, and then you pray in the Holy Spirit that makes all that alive, okay? All right, I'm going to do this too. Now, you evidently you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost. Do you speak in tongues?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we need to stir that up then. You know, stir up the gifts that are in you. In other words, let it be real to you. Let it come alive. Just go to the Lord and say, look, Lord, I've been slacking these things. I'm taking you for granted. You haven't believed strong enough. If you did, and you can't neglect praying in tongues. You should do it every day. If you have that gift, you should do it every day of your life. Build yourself up in the Holy Ghost. You know these things, don't you? I'm just going to pray for you now and anoint you. Okay? Now, I want you to expect somebody to come right through that line and touch you, okay? Yes. Father, I just release anointing upon my sister as I speak in the name of the Lord Jesus. She's repenting. She wants more of you. I touch her with my spiritual hand in Jesus' name and say, release the Holy Spirit in great measure in her life, Father, a greater measure than she's ever had. And I want with it, Father, a greater desire for you than she's ever had in her life. And I want you to touch that son and daughter also, Father. Bless her now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I just release a blessing. I speak a blessing. You are blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Father, we just thank you again for the privilege of being yours. You know, we really help our ministry here. We truly do. And we just need your financial. We're not getting it. We're really not getting the help we need, and carrying the program on my own. And actually, I'm taking a lot of my tithe money and using this. I'm tithe. This is my tithe, paying for the radio program. But I shouldn't have to do that. If you're getting anything, you should help me support it. It's Bob. It's Lifeline Ministries, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603. That's really easy. One word, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Or send me an email at trylifeline, T-R-Y, Lifeline, trylifeline. One word, trylifeline, gmail.com. You can easily remember that. Trylifeline, gmail.com. Look, give me some encouragement, land that I hear every week. If you're getting me out of the program, let us hear from you. Trylifeline. Gmail.com, trylifeline, gmail.com, trylifeline, gmail.com. Please support our ministry. We really need your help. And I think the Lord would want you to do that because it's good ground. We don't take anything out of it whatsoever. We just try to pay for the radio so we can come and minister to you and bless you. Trylifeline, gmail.com. Send us a check. Lifeline, Box 1603. Jensen Beach, 34958. God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you again next week. It's always a privilege to come and be with you and just speak a blessing over your life, or at least a blessing over your life, and seek the Lord for a greater measure of his spirit, because the Holy Spirit brings a greater measure of Jesus to you. And that's what we want, a greater measure of the Lord Jesus Christ in life. God bless you now. See you next week. Have a great day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.